following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
And from Hattison on Lake Forest, welcome into Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Pinch hitting for Zach Zabeman. It's Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, joined by two members of the Bears offensive line, left tackle Jamarcus Webb and Lance Lewis. Fellas, how are we doing? I know if you've been on this show, this is a bit of a changeup for you, a curveball that Jeff and Tom are with you. Can you handle it?
Yeah, we good. We definitely can handle it.
Can Tom handle it is the question.
I know I can handle it. It's easy for me. I'm not sore, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, that's a great question to start out with. How are the bodies feeling after a long trip, long game, long night, and a short week here after 49ers and then over to Minnesota?
My body feels good. I got in the hot tub, in the cold tub a little bit, and I get to stretch it out and get some good turkey in me this week and go out and attack the Minnesota Vikings here in a couple days.
You cooking?
No, definitely not.
How about you, Lance?
Oh, no, man. I'm not a big cooker. I'm a big eater, though.
There you go. Body feeling good, though? Get that Thanksgiving nourishment?
Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Do you guys have weigh-ins on Thanksgiving week?
Nope.
Oh, man. Okay. You got to let it go, then,
Shout out to Rusty.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you play, did you ever lose money because of that?
No, but, you know, I think everybody prepared for it maybe a week in advance, and then they always, you know, beg the weight guy to who was ever doing the check-ins to make sure they gave you a little Thanksgiving leeway.
How often do you guys get weighed in?
Every week.
It is every week.
Yeah.
Except for the holidays.
Yeah.
Did you guys go through weigh-ins in college, or did they just want you to get as big as you could?
No, we didn't go through weigh-ins.
Just to get as big as you could.
Right. You were a tight end, though, right, Lance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what would you try to get a body weight at in college if you were playing tight end?
At tight end, I wanted to play around like 260, 265.
Could you see yourself playing tight end in the NFL?
It's tough, man. A lot of guys fly around your legs, man. It's way faster than college.
Right, but you played offensive tackle. I think it's just as hard to play offensive tackle and then go to guard than it is if you would be a blocker at tight end. Because, mm-hmm. you know, catching the ball, that's part of the position. But the blocking, you know, when you move that snap count out to the tight end position, you know, you'd want to give it a try these days.
Man, I'm up for whatever, man. I just like to play.
Right.
He looked pretty good catching that ball a couple weeks ago, Jamarcus.
All right.
You right? You know where he was headed.
I tried to head there.
He was headed to the end zone. Well, you know what? Natural.
I got to tell you something. When you're 320 and you're trying to make a head fake, you know, the jiggle's still going, and they think you're looking at your head, and it ain't going for it. But now Lance Briggs, when he gave that big offensive lineman the head fake when he got the interception in Dallas, he made that offensive lineman look like we all would if we were getting faked out by a real athlete.
Interestingly, because of what Lovey preaches on the takeaway, so in the unlikely event that somebody intercepts a pass and you guys got to go and get him, are you also of the mindset that you got to strip it, just like the defensive guys, when you have to tackle a guy who's intercepted one of your passes?
Honestly, to be totally honest, I'm trying to get him down. I'm just trying to make sure he don't score it. So.
Exactly.
The one in Oakland last year with Lance when he chased the guy down, grabbing from behind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in our day, we used to have $200 per guy for if an offensive lineman went down and got the tackle on an interception.
Jeez, I thought you were going to go bounty.
No, that's not a bounty. It's more of an incentive. Mm. And Lance, last year, I would have given you $800 for that one because that was, you know, deservingly so.
Any memorable tackles for you?
You know, my last time I played with the Miami Dolphins, Monday Night Football in San Diego, I think Scott Mitchell or whoever was playing quarterback threw an interception. I went down and made the tackle. And because I was one of the oldest guys on the team, Shula said something about after the game. He says, wow, it was a nice tackle for an older guy.
And it was about shortly after that time you said enough's enough.
Right. After the week after the next game in New England, I sat on the bus and I said, Coach, I think I'm going to retire.
That special teams work, right?
You know, a kickoff return every game I played.
In your entire career?
Yeah.
Every single game?
All the way down to the end. all the way to the last game with the Miami Dolphins. And I'm telling you, this is when it'll come to you guys. It was my 11th, 12th season, whatever. I'm on kickoff return back in the wedge, and I'm watching the ball fly over my head, and I'm going, you know, I really don't want to do this anymore. And, you know, and I think one of the good things about the position we all play is you beat the desire out of yourself to continue playing. So when that bell goes off in your head, it's time to make the call.
So you guys had a lot of people coming in this week? Because that's the other wrinkle of the week. Short week after a long West Coast trip, and you know families are coming in for the fellas. That's a bit of a distraction. You know, practice a little earlier on Thursday. Does it affect you guys at all? Do you have a lot of people coming in?
No, I'm by myself, you know, so.
He sounds so sad when he said
right, my, come on over. My mom will
invite him over, yeah, will you, Jamarcus?
I know, right? I'll cook something.
Right, my yeah. My mom would bring a 20-pound turkey and put it on his porch.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
But how about you?
I don't have anybody coming in.
No.
Yeah, I'll just enjoy the holiday. And you know, like you said, it's a short week. I mean, let's go get this win.
Right, it's business. Yeah. It's business. Yeah. Especially, you know, it would have been that way regardless. But given what transpired on Monday night, you know, I guess the mindset's a little different this week, huh, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is it?
It's just we got to go out and focus more. Everybody got to do a little bit more in our position and, you know, just focus in and execute the plays called, you know, and just stay on blocks and finish. And it's as simple as that. We just got to finish.
Yeah, we got a division opponent coming up, and, you know, we want to win the division. And like Lance said, we want to focus more on the details of our assignment and, you know, everybody do their job, and we should come out with a win.
You know, it's interesting of you guys these days, your modern football players. You go, you play that game, you get onto the plane, and you're watching that tape immediately. You don't have – it doesn't, you know, get stale in your mind, and then you got to refresh in it. For us, we used to fly home, sit all night, wait till the next morning, and that period of time until you got to watch the tape was awful.
Right.
Do you feel, I mean, Lance, you've been around long enough now, you know the difference in technology. Are you glad to be able to watch it immediately after the game, or would you rather have a cooling off period and then watch it the next morning?
I mean, to have the iPad, how they have it set up, I mean, it's pretty cool. You could just go, you know, we know the plays we mess up on, you know, and we just go back and look at it, and, you know, just we're so hard on ourselves, man, and that was just a tough one this Monday night, man. It's definitely a tough one.
What about you, yeah. Jamarcus? You like to see it immediately, or?
I definitely like to see it immediately, but at the same time, you never know what coach is thinking or anything like that. So you never, you know, it stays fresh in your mind, like you said. It might be immediately that we get the footage, but at the same time, you're still sick to your stomach, right. or even happy. Days afterwards, and you got so long within a week to actually get to the next game that you just want to prepare and make sure everything is, you know, got all your T's crossed and your I's dotted for the next one.
Right. Jamarcus Webb, Lance Lewis, Tom Thayer, Jeff Joniak, more Bears All Access coming up after this break on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on the Chicago Bears Network here on 670 The Score. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, joined by Bears offensive linemen, the starting guard Lance Lewis and starting left tackle Jamarcus Webb. The Bears thank Giordano's Famous Stuffed Pizza for providing dinner to the Bears All Access show. Tom, did you leave any?
I can smell it.
Come on. Stop by one of their 40 Chicagoland locations for the city's favorite stuffed pizza and visit Giordano's.com. Continue our conversation.
Can I ask? Take it away.
Yeah.
Pizza. And being in Chicago, you know, Giordano's is as pretty as a picture of anybody, any pizza you ever see. Is there any restaurants you guys have taken a liking to, or, you know, is anything in Chicago, because you guys come from different spots? I grew up here my whole life, so you're kind of familiar with it. What about you guys?
I'm pretty much a simple guy. You know, I'm same thing, just Chili's and things. I've never really been like really out downtown yet. Now this is my fourth year here, so
what the heck?
I'm a homebody, man. I just like to relax and
even the fellas don't invite you downtown, have a nice dinner at some of the finest restaurants in the world.
I've been to a couple, but I mean, you know, it's whatever.
Well, a guy who came from New Orleans, where food is king.
Right. But I, you know, Lance has a lot of similarities to Jay Hilgenberg, because Jay always said the best thing about being a football player is you don't have to shower before work. And then when you get to put sweats on in your locker, that's, you know, to go home from work, that's one of the best things about the job.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you have any hot spots? And I mean, do you love the Louisiana cuisine? Will you at least tell us that?
I love it. I mean, you know, I mean, Heaven on 7 is pretty good out here. I mean, I like it over there. I've been there a couple times, you know, Hugo Frogs, you know. It's cool, you know. I'm not. It took a lot to impress me, you know. I mean, mom a good cook, man.
Yeah.
So.
How about you? Because, oh, you know, man. Mesquite,
that's
Texas.
That's all I eat. I eat all the time.
Do you?
It's almost ridiculous. They literally had to watch my weight.
Yeah. What do you indulge? Like, if we tell us the number one comfort food for Jamarcus Webb. What are we dining on?
Wow. Chicken breast, some sort of vegetable, probably potatoes and some green beans and macaroni and cheese, maybe some biscuits somewhere in there.
I said one.
Oh, okay. Well, it would be pizza. I'm not a pizza guy. However, I do like Aurelio's, Giordano's, and Luminati's.
I'm glad he got the mac and cheese in there. That's
everybody likes mac and cheese. Doing something with Lance Briggs last night, he said if he could have one item on Thanksgiving meal, only one thing, it would be mac and cheese.
Mine's stuffing, if it matters.
I want double baked potato.
Double baked potato, really?
My sister makes the best double baked potato.
So Mesquite, Texas. You know what's the cuisine in Mesquite, Texas that makes it special? That's where you grew up.
Wow.
It's the wood.
It's got a Mesquite wood. Right?
It is the wood. Yeah. The wood. Yeah. The wood makes the meat just taste awesome.
You ever grill it up?
I do grill. I do grill a little bit.
Do you ever invite Lance? Because I think he needs to get
out of the
house.
I haven't invited Lance. You know,
come on,
I automatically assume he's eating, you know, because we probably stick to the same eating schedule. So.
What lineman's got the best setup at home? Who's like, if you're going to go to one lineman's house to video games or cook or hang out or just the brotherhood, who's got it?
Who would it be, like Gabe?
Yeah, right now Gabe's sitting pretty nice. Yeah, Gabe's
got the game
nice.
Room going.
Yeah. You know, you always got the teammate, whether offense, defense, whatever it is, that always has the place that's kind of the playground, and you get, you know, whether it's ping pong, pool, and all this stuff that goes along.
And
with
some
it.
Of that first round money that you guys didn't get to get.
Right.
Well, hopefully, still to come for you guys. So, in terms of physical play on Monday night, where did that one rank? In terms of how physical of a game it was, because they, you know, most of the guys have admitted it. They really got to you. They got to you guys on both sides of the ball.
I mean, they were a good defense. You know, has to go off to the 49ers. They came to play. You know, we got to step it up. We got to be better. We know we better than what we put out there on tape. You know, so you know, we just got to get better. You know, we all focusing on just taking a step forward and just everybody getting better step by step. And, you know, we're going to be all right. No panicking going on. And, you know, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, definitely. They did come to play. Aldon Smith and Justin Smith on our side, they did a good job of switching their whole game up. Coming with new things every down and like Lance said, you know, that's over and done with. We got to take it with a grain of salt and come out to this next game, our division opponents, and really give it our all. You know, like you said, the season's not over. And, our focus is to come out and attack these guys like we never attacked them before. And that's what I'm doing this week, is paying attention to detail and getting my head right and making sure to leave no doubt in my coach's mind.
You know, I think sometimes the teams play their best the game after they play their worst, because, you know, you fall into a rhythm and you're going out there every week, you're getting in a pattern, you're winning games, the defense is making some big plays. Then you go out there and, hey, we've all been through it, whether the whole team shows up flat or you don't have a good performance or they have a better attack. But it is, you know, both of you guys have been challenged in your careers. You don't have an easy path to the NFL. It wasn't, man, you're both first rounders. Congratulations. Here's your money. Now play. You guys had huge obstacles to overcome. And this is another one in the ultimate path in your career. It's not going to be the last one you have. But again, you're going to play your best game next week. You find that to be true or about the way you're looking at it?
I mean, I definitely think that's true. You know, nobody wants to show up like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially on national TV. We gotta bounce back and assure our fans that we still the same Bears that you guys was in love with on our street. You know, and we definitely coming out with that kind of mindset this week. We just want to show people like we can move the ball up and down the field on anybody. And we just, you know, just didn't have that happen this Monday. But that's behind us now. And, you know, we going to be all right, man. I'm real cool about it, man. Because I know we capable of in our room, you know, and our guys on our side. And then we going to be okay.
The thing about it is when Tom and I do games, even if it's a big Bears lead, it depends on the scenario and how the feel of the game goes. But, you know, he often turns to me and says, Jeff, the game hasn't even started yet. It could have 6 minutes on the clock left in the fourth quarter and you guys are up 2 touchdowns, but there's just a certain feel. And in the bigger picture, let's be honest, the season hasn't even started yet. This is when it starts. You know, you got 6 games to go. The jockeying gets underway in the NFC for playoff position. Certainly you'd want to win the division if at all possible. But, you know, late November, early December, you guys have been around long enough. You guys understand that's when things – you try and set yourself up, which you guys have, winning 7 out of your 10. But now's the time. And it was no different in your time. You know, the same difference, right, guys?
Yeah, same thing. You know, guys tend to show up around this time of the year.
Oh, no, I'm right. But, too, you know, the weather deteriorates and conditions got to change and, you know, you get more involved in the running game. So it is the, you know, this is playoff time and this is when the season starts because it is the divisional part of the season leading up to the playoffs.
Sunday's game is brought to you by Chase, the official bank of the Bears since 1934. The first 30,000 fans to enter Soldier Field receive a Bears Chase scarf. More coming up with Lance Lewis, Jamarcus Webb, and Tom Thayer here on Bears All Access. After this break on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on the Chicago Bears Network here on 670 The Score. Sitting in for Zach Zabeman. Where the heck is he? That's what I want to know, Tom.
Jeez. I have no idea.
It's football season.
You know, they have never seen Zach Zabeman and Spider-Man in the same house. So
Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with Lance Lewis and Jamarcus Webb as we get you all set to go for Bears Vikings on Sunday in this holiday week. Thanksgiving, and thanks for taking the time, fellas, to join us here. Our engineer is Paul Zerang, helping us out, and our producer today, Greg Miller, Bears Director of Broadcasting. Looking at this point in the season, how the body's held up? You guys feeling pretty good overall for this point in the season?
My body feels great, considering the circumstance. I feel way better than the past years that I've been here.
Why do you think?
Wow. I took more of an approach in the weight room, trying to stay in the weight room, weight gains and stuff like that. I've been more consistent in terms of nutrition, I think, and stretching, getting more massages, something I didn't do when I was in my early year here. It's definitely helped, bar none, the massages and the eating right was definitely a good idea.
That's the same for me, just eating right and stretching and getting massages, man. I feel pretty good right now. I feel like week one right now. Actually, like, I'm surprised at how my body actually feels. Like, I feel pretty good to be, you know, going into this game, and I'm feeling real.
That's quite a statement.
Real good.
That's quite
a
statement.
Real good.
Usually, everybody says right after the first preseason game, or for certainly the first regular season game, you never feel as good as you did before training camp.
Well, I think Lovie has a great approach in trying to keep these guys fresh and for not only for the game, but fresh in their approach to the way along the season. You don't want to get too tired by midseason and just fail during the most important time of the year, which is now. I think it's important. You know, Lance, the last couple of weeks I've been saying, and I'm not here to pump you up, but I think you're having a Pro Bowl season. And I think coming off a tackle and having a Pro Bowl season at guard, we as Bears fans, we have to look to you to be the leader of this offensive line, and I think that you should have some pressure on you because you're playing well and you have some young guys that you have to give quality advice to and give quality confidence to. How do you feel about yourself, and are you now taking the approach that you need to be one of the leaders that they look to on offense? I'm not talking about just the line. I'm talking about every position and the side of the ball.
Man, I don't know. I just come out to try to just do my best every play. Just I'm a fighter, man. Like, that's how I got here. Like, just fighting, and that's how I approach the game. It's a one-on-one fight for me against the guy across the ball from me, and that's how I approach everything. As far as a leader go, I mean, you know, I just do my own thing. Like, I'm a quiet guy. Like, I'm not a big talker, speech, rah-rah guy. I just try to let my play talk, you know. So, I mean, I leave all the other stuff to the guys that are better at speaking about things like that, and the older guys that been there and done that before, and I just try to let my pads speak.
When you want to talk to someone about the tackle position, Jamarcus, is there someone you go to? Do you just watch tape, or is there someone here that gives you advice on, you know, what's taking place in the field, not outside the field, just what you're doing there?
This year I've been more so leaning in upon Coach Tice and Coach Holt and kind of make sure all my assignments and stuff is, you know, no mentals or anything that's going on. This year, no, I haven't actually leaned upon anybody to do that. I guess it would probably set my game up a little bit, but I just go out there and approach it like, prepare to win, you know. Make sure I use my hands, make sure, you know, my feet and everything, all my details are A-okay.
That's a constant challenge for every offensive lineman, because you're never going to play a perfect game, and that you're only as good as your last play, and you're going to get better the next week. So, you know, it just seems like when you know, we're all looking for, again, not that inspirational leader that's going to give the Ray Lewis halftime pregame entrance speeches, but, you know, when you get into a scenario like the other night, there's got to be a guy up there that you look eye to eye and go, okay, you know, this is not the end of the world. We just got to right the ship. So every time you need that, I want you to stare at Lance. All right?
For me, yeah. I mean, I look to Garza for a lot of things, because he played guard here and he played guard for, you know, a couple years now. And, you know, he just helped out so much with his wisdom of how to play and how to look at things. And he got me looking at things different. Like, I see a lot more on the field than I seen last year and the year before. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just, you know, just talking to guards and him helping me out, hats go off to him. You know, I appreciate everything he's done for me. He's been a big help in my career.
Roberto's been a great leader here. For the transition he's taken over from Olin, the way to galvanize your group, you still wait for each other on the bus. You're still a great camaraderie, a close group of guys. And, you know, I think that's a unique trait about the offensive linemen and every team. You guys have to be the closest group of guys. And that's the case in any football team you'll play on your entire life. It's got to come
and
from
the. And if not, own. What happens?
You know, because you're always working together. You're one group. You're one unit. You got to know every single subtle change that can happen before a play is called. So Jamarcus knows what Gabe is thinking. Lance knows what Roberto and, you know, everybody's thinking. You got to know every single guy's assignment to know how these choreographed plays, you know, unfold.
You know, Lance, you mentioned that you see things different. Can you give us some specific examples, or is it too hard break it down? Like, what do you see that you didn't before?
No, I just see, like, guys on the defense moving around, and I can kind of, like, figure what's going to happen, you know, before the snap, pre-snap. Like, is my guy going to slant inside? Is he, you know, going to slant outside? Is the backer going to hit it? Is the safety going to come down when the backer's bossed over? You know, things like that, just studying film and listening to guards, because guards had this thing down, like, and I just try to soak up as much as this that he gives me as possible, man, and it's been good to me, and I appreciate him
for
that.
Did playing tackle help you just to have that experience and help you play inside at the level you're playing at?
Yeah, it's just experience means the most, you know, in the league. Like, is once you get that experience and you feel comfortable out there, you could be yourself within the offense. You know what I'm saying? So I could bring more of myself to the scheme that we're running, and that makes, and that's why, like, I look different this year. You know, I'm feel comfortable out there. I see things, like, I'm playing better, and, you know, that's what it
and
is.
And healthy.
Yeah, healthy.
That was the other thing too. You fought through some stuff.
Yeah, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, just keep everything good this year and stay healthy and you know, help my team as much as possible.
You know, well, you know what's weird about the tackle position? If you play 75 plays a game, 70 of them you might block the same guy. If you're an offensive guard, you might block everybody along the front depending upon your pull, your trap, and your different. You know, for a tackle to have that, you know, one-on-one battle, it's more of like just a cage match between you and your defender you're playing against.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he might get a blow for two plays and then you know, on to the next one. It's like, yeah, it's a street fight out there. It's definitely different than a guard in a center position.
Right. There's a lot of space to your left when that tight end's not next to you.
A lot of space.
All right, it's time now, fellas, to select our Gibson's Player of the Week, brought to you by Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse. The player we select receives a $500 gift card to Gibson's, and for helping pick the player, you both get a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. So we need your vote, man, back when you played. You didn't get these little perks. I don't think you did. You know, they didn't offer that.
I'd have been 400 pounds.
So I need your vote this week. Candidates are Brian Urlacher and Brandon Marshall, unless you guys can think of somebody else. Who do you guys pick? And I guess I'm going to break ties. So is Tom involved in this as well? No.
Nope.
Tom is not. Okay. It's between Jamarcus and Lance to pick the player of the game against the 49ers, albeit a rough night.
Who are you going to go with?
Is that those two?
Yeah, it's out of those two.
Or if you have somebody else you'd like to throw in there, I guess you can.
I go with Urlacher.
Well, you go with Marshall that make Jeff make the decision.
You don't think I can handle the pressure?
Oh, man, I know you can. I definitely know you can.
So we're going with Brian?
Yeah, we go with Brian.
All right, you know, Brian's a big Gibson's fan. Maybe Brandon needs to be introduced to Gibson's.
I thought you were going to be the silent part of this discussion.
I'm sorry. You know, offensive linemen, they got to give their opinion. Not necessarily right, but they always got to give their opinion.
It's Brian Urlacher, unless Tom thinks differently.
No, I'm not.
We're going to go with Brian. More Bears All Access coming up after this break on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Hey, welcome back into Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority here on the Chicago Bears Network and 670 The Score. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer pinch hitting for Zach, and joined by Bears offensive lineman Lance Lewis and Jamarcus Webb. Time to have a little fun. Apparently you like this stuff, huh, Lance?
Yeah,
you like quiz games?
We'd say you're 4-0.
Yeah, I'm 2-0.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You feel like a winning streak continuing here?
Yeah, I definitely feel like
He's just got a wallet full of gift cards.
Here's how we roll. Are you a Bears Authority? Brought to you by Sports Authority. And here is how we play the game. I'm going to ask a question, and if you guys know the answer, hit your buzzers. Apparently made by Paul Zerang. I don't know how he did that.
From the old Operation game.
Whoever hits it, oh my gosh. Yes. Whoever hits it first gets to answer. If you don't get it right, the other player can answer. Whoever has the most in this best out of seven wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. And Lance, you will be playing for Juan Mentero from Chicago. Jamarcus playing for Andrew Harris of Glenview. And if listeners want to sign up, you can go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of these shows. All right, you guys ready? Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, we need you ready now. Question number one, how many games is the current Bears winning streak against the Minnesota Vikings? Jamarcus.
That would be 5-0.
That would be correct.
Nice.
So he's off and running. Jamarcus, I better keep track, huh? Because I'm not smart enough to figure all this out, so I better write it down. All right, question number two.
Did you know that, Jeff?
I did not. I thought it was 4, but I'm thinking, well, the Bears have won 4 straight at home against the Vikings. Oh, and then you throw in the last regular season game last year.
Attaboy.
So that would be 5. That's very good, Jamarcus. Very good. Bears offensive coordinator Mike Tice played what position for the Vikings in the 90s? Jamarcus beat Lance to the punch.
It would be tight end.
That would be correct. Did you have to think about it?
Yeah.
You know,
That's why I ain't slapping the Vikings. Ah.
Have you seen the video, by the way?
Yeah, the blue wave.
Unbelievable. Have you? The Mike Tice?
Yeah.
That was from the Seahawks from the 80s.
Right. Just to let everybody know in the listening audience, and when he was with the Seattle Seahawks, Mike Tice, they made a video, not a Super Bowl video, but some blue wave or something, and he sings it.
I couldn't believe it.
Me neither.
I could not believe it. He was fit.
Yeah,
he was fit. He let you know it too.
Yeah.
He was fit. All right, question number three. Which of these career statistical categories does your quarterback, Jay Cutler, currently rank first in Bears team history? The options are pass attempts, quarterback rating, completions, or yards? Jamarcus, again, quick on the trigger.
Completions.
What do you got, Lance?
Can I get the
the options again. Yeah. Pass attempts, quarterback rating, completions, yards.
Pass attempts.
Is that your final answer? Is that a question or a statement?
That's my answer.
Yeah, it's incorrect.
God.
So nobody wins. It'll be quarterback rating. Number one quarterback rating in Bears history right now at 81.8.
I heard about that.
did you know that?
No. Okay. Those types of stats aren't shared with offensive line. I find that question unfair.
Question number four with Jamarcus up 2-0. How many touchdown catches does Brandon Marshall have so far this season? Jamarcus again. That two-game winning streak is in serious jeopardy. Now, did you hit it with the knowledge that you know the answer?
I do know it. It is 9.
What do you got?
I'll go with 7.
You guys are wrong, both of you. Caught number 8 on Monday night.
Right.
I started to go with 8.
I was like, I should have 8.
All right, down to question 5. Name two players on the current Bears roster whose last names end in S. And that would be Lance Lewis up.
Stelts and Spaeth.
You got it.
Nice.
Could have gone. You had to have
pre-knowledge of that question.
Like, last time they got me with Forte.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was listening to that.
Which one was that, in case we didn't hear you?
That was tough. Huh?
What was that one?
It was like the guy on the roster with the last name start with an F.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
oh. Well, you could have gone Sonsenbacher, if you could pronounce it, or you could have gone Jonathan Scott as well. All right, so 2-1. With a couple of questions to go here. Question 6. What was Devin Hester's rookie year, the year he was drafted in? Devin Hester, what year was he drafted? Lance is hitting it, but it's not working. There we go.
What year he was drafted in?
That is correct.
2006.
That is correct. Nicely done. Nice. So we are tied at 2.
Did you do the math from where you got here?
All right. This is the winner. I guess this would be the winner take off. They get it. Otherwise, we got a tiebreaker. Right now, we're tied at 2. These guys misfired on 1. What was the first NFL team Roberto Garza played for? Lance.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Oh,
correct, and we got
his
a winning streak of 3.
His buzzer probably wants to work with the last question. No.
Congratulations.
Rigged.
3-game winning streak.
Three.
Nicely done. You had him. You know what? You hear what Lovey says. You got to finish.
Finish strong.
Couldn't finish.
Finish strong.
So congratulations to Juan Montero from Chicago, the winner. Thanks to Lance Lewis in our Bears Authority game brought to you by Sports Authority. All right, coming on back for a couple of more segments with Lance Lewis, Jamarcus Webb, and Tom Thayer. Bears All Access after this break on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And welcome back into Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority here on the Chicago Bears Network on 670 The Score. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and joined by offensive lineman Jamarcus Webb and Lance Lewis. A reminder to support the 24th annual Chicago Bears and Jewel Osco Coat Drive by donating winter coats through December 16th at Jewel Osco stores in the Chicagoland area. Coats will benefit the Salvation Army and public schools in Chicago. Visit ChicagoBears.com for more information. That is Tony Medlin all over it.
It is. This has been a great thing the Bears have been doing for decades about giving, you know, your lightly used jackets to the people that need them in the winter here. And I tell you, you know, people have contributed so many to it, players and organization and just people around the Chicagoland area. So keep it up. Yep. You don't want to see someone walking around Chicago cold.
No, nope, and he's proud of it. We all have extra coats. They just seem to accumulate somehow, some way. Are you married, Lance? You're not. So just wait. Just wait, fellas. You buy things you just can't imagine, Tom. Could you, you wouldn't know that either, would you?
Could you imagine the guys walking around in Lance and Jamarcus's coat if they didn't find the guys that it actually fit them?
Yeah, I mean, specialty made clothes, right?
Yeah.
Everything's custom. Yep. Oh, everything.
Man. Mine
right?
Off the rack. Most
part, yeah. You're Clarence, off the rack?
Clarence, right.
Right. That's a Tom Thayer mentality. You know how hard it is to get this guy in a tie? Tell him what you did with the dress shirts.
Well, I mean, cut the sleeves off?
Yeah, you cut the sleeves off dress shirts to, underneath and the then, suit.
But you know what, too, is, you know, right. a lot of guys think you get on the plane, and it's not a fashion show. You're mm-hmm. going to work. You're going to get bloody. You're going to come back. You're going to have stains in your elbows and everything. So
it's not a fashion show for O-linemen, D-linemen, but for corners and receivers,
When I was in college, I think the third year you lettered, you got a sport coat, mm-hmm. you know. And every single trip for 12 years, I carried the same sport coat to every single away game we went to. It was a blue sport coat with the same clothes just because – you know, of that fact.
I understand that.
You know?
Yeah, I just got a suit and I got blood all on the pants. I'm actually very angry about it. It's terrible. It was all the way down the leg.
Right. Like, well, you know, I think people don't understand. You go to a game and someone cleats you down the leg or steps mm-hmm. on your hand and all of a sudden it's bleeding profusely and next thing you know, it's sticking through three layers of your clothes. And then you try to get it, take it off when you get home at night.
Painful.
Sorry, Jeff.
You know, case is, though, you know, some of those guys... They do it upright. I mean, Brandon Marshall. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a guy who is studying the fashion magazines.
Earl and Jay, too. They Earl. With it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when's the last time you've been able to walk into it? You know, those guys walk into a store, they see something on the rack. Boy, that looks good. It's going to fit me.
Right,
you know,
right.
We walk into a store, there's not a thing there.
Nothing.
I was telling someone the other day, there are some business clients, and when I was playing, we were on strike, and so I had the opportunity to do this big and tall catalog thing. Mm-hmm. And I was bigger than the clothes, so they would cut them up the back and then tape them to the back of my leg. And, you know, that's the same thing. And back when they just invented big and tall, it was gone. But I don't know if these are the clothes that we'd be rolling
you
the
know,
streets
just
with.
Just now that you mention that, because Tom was, you know, he was dedicated in the weight room, always was, even as a younger guy in high school in Joliet and over to Notre Dame. But what was your playing weight at the time? And then contrast to today's game.
Well, it was different. We didn't have an indoor facility. So you'd start the season at 280 and you'd finish at 295. Because we'd go outdoors to practice every day. And you know how you lose that 10 pounds a day when you're practicing in the hot, and then it cools off, you don't lose weight anymore. And so that's the way it was. I think the Super Bowl, I got on the scale, and without my pads on, I'd weighed 303. And then I got my pads on and got back on the scale, and I kind of made myself nervous thinking I was going to be slow because I was like 325 or –
But at the scouting, well, and you guys, I mean, he'd have been playing what, maybe defensive tackle?
I'd be playing guard.
What are you throwing around these days?
What am I throwing around? Not much.
You're not going to give it up?
But it's
over three, that's right?
Well, yeah.
You have to be.
Yeah, definitely over three. But,
but tell them the story about the scouting combine.
What?
When you were getting weighed in?
No, weighing in at Miami because they wanted me to weigh more, and so I was slipping 5-pound plates in my girdle, and then putting a baggy shirt over it, and then weighing in. Uh-huh. And the guy looked at me and goes, "Man, 292, you carry it well." And I was getting off like, you know, making sure they didn't slide out when I got off the scale.
By any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
Right.
The man was committed.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I should be committed.
What's it been like for you guys working with Tice at the coordinator level versus O-line coach? I know he's doing both, but what's it been like for you guys?
I mean, it's been the same pretty much. He's still in the room, you know, coaching us up and, you know, making sure, you know, our technique and things good and just being there, you know. He just got a lot on his plate right now, you know, and we understand that. And, you know, we try our best to do our part, you know, to the fullest, so. You know, he, Coach Tice is special to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like he gave me a shot to show what I can do in this league, you know, when he came in and, you know, put me out there and let's see what you can do. And, you know, I just want to play so well for him and I want to see this offense do good. So I just, You know, we just try to come out and fight for them. You know what I'm saying? We want everything to work out well.
Jamarcus, when something doesn't go well during a series, is it his expression, something he says? What is it about Tice that you don't want to look at him, or you don't want him to? What is it? The expression or words?
It's probably both. You know, you never want to fail. You know, going into a series, you never want to go out there and mess up. But I think it's definitely the words, you know, and you want to bounce back, you know, and take the next series with a purpose. You know, like Lance said, he gave me a chance to go out there and play to my best of my ability, and I thank him for it. And
haven't played to the best of your ability. You've played up until this point, but you haven't played to the best of your ability. Mm-hmm. I'll say that for him and to you.
Appreciate it.
I think you haven't scratched the surface of how good you're ultimately going to be.
Right.
Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Fox Chicago, and Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Back with our final segment here with the fellas on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Hey everybody, welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority here on the Chicago Bears Network on 670 The Score. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, invited to participate today on this holiday week with Jamarcus Webb and Lance Lewis. Fellas, hope you've had some fun. We certainly have had something different, out of the ordinary, right, Tom?
Oh, hey, anytime,
you're nailing
anytime
it,
you get a chance to talk to offensive linemen, it's a good day.
Yeah, he's so comfortable with it, you know? Yeah. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's, your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 on Comcast SportsNet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. A wrinkle today. Word late this afternoon that Chyler Rochelle had to leave the team for personal reasons. Thoughts, fellas, on what that means moving forward and so forth, and are you worried about him?
Yeah, we definitely worry about him. Chyler was a good guy, you know, and I did the show with him, actually, and, you know, he's a good guy. You know, we just wish him the best and everything he got going forward. You know, hope he's all right and he's doing okay. You know, he was a great guy to have in the room, you know, great guy to be on the field with, you know. He was a physical guy, you know, tough guy, and I like seeing that out there, you know, with him, you know, and it's just unfortunate, you know. So, I mean, wish him the best.
Yeah, I definitely think he was a great guy. You know, I played next to him for a couple of weeks, and we definitely had some fun out there. And like Lance said, I wish him the best, and I wish him the best moving forward, and hopefully I can see him soon.
Right, it's crazy. You know how things change through the course of the season with when you have cuts and you have injuries and you have inactives. There's so many strange occurrences that can happen. But you personally, now you got to go into this game understanding someone different is going to be next to you. And that communication process, I guess, starts from today to and through the game. So, you know, you've been around long enough now. It's not like it's your first experience. But, again, the experience of having someone new, it's all about the communication for offensive line anyways.
It is. It is. The first thing I'm probably going to do is, you know, who is playing next to me, you know, let's go get some food.
Right. You know? Talk over that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cut your splits down.
Yeah.
Bears Insider brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Bears head coach Lovie Smith, Monday nights with me at 7 o'clock on WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. And as always, you can ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered during the Bears Game Night Live TV broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card, so use the hashtag BearsToyota. Vikings, first thing you think of as an offensive lineman, Jared Allen, right? He's your new buddy.
He is my new buddy. We are going to become best friends, you know. I'm going to make sure I pack a lunch and make sure he has a poison apple.
And Kevin Williams for you, right?
Yeah, man. Kevin Williams, you know, veteran guy. You know, I'm looking forward to going against him. I didn't get the chance last year because I was at tackle. You know, now I'm back inside. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, Lance, on the road, at home, knowing the snap count, being able to hear the snap count is an incredible weapon for the offensive line. Now we see you going through where you visualize the snap count, see it from the quarterback alert, Roberto, and then he snaps the ball. there's been a lot of subtle changes in the way the snap count is trying to get across the line in those louder environments. Mm-hmm. You got to feel a lot more confident when you're playing on the offensive line. You can hear the snap count for the first time playing the Vikings this year.
Yeah, you could, as offensive lineman, you know, we trying to get a leg up, you know, trying to jump the snap and things because, you know, we know the count. So, I mean, that definitely play a big role in it with the noise and things. So, being at home with the quiet, you know, it's gonna be cool.
It's incredible, Jamarcus. I don't think anybody who's ever been in a stance. My junior year in college, I played left tackle, so I do have the experience in understanding that you cannot hear. And so it's like you are going on a reaction where you got to initiate contact, but you can't get over aggressive, else you'll fall on your face, but you can't hear anything. You know, how difficult has that been? And there is a difficulty to it.
There is a little bit of difficulty to it, you know, especially with the league now. A lot of these guys move around, and, you know, one thing that we do is look inside. And one thing I've tried to do is look straight ahead to try to get one eye over here and one eye over there.
Right. That's lizard eyes.
Yeah.
You got to have them going, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get lazy eye in the middle of the play, but that's one thing that I've done. And, I mean, we've been okay at it. We've definitely got to work at it. But being at home and knowing the snap count definitely gives us that edge.
Right. Time to crank it up, man. Six to go. Make what happened early in the season count later in the season. So thanks very much for allowing us to join your program here. For Tom Thayer, Jamarcus Webb, and Lance Lewis, I'm Jeff Joniak. Special thanks to Bears Director of Broadcasting Greg Miller, engineer Paul Zerang. That'll do it for this week's Bears All Access on the Chicago Bears Network on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.